Wakey, wakey. Is my little pet all rested up? Good. You're going to need your strength. Oh, what's wrong? Can't move. Oh, don't bother trying to get up. I've used my powers to paralyze you. You see, I am the Vampire Queen Zeta, and I've come here to feed. Shh, hey, don't panic, my pet. I'm not going to hurt you. In fact, I think you're going to enjoy this very much. Let me explain. You see, I am a very special type of vampire. I don't need to feed on blood to survive like some common beast. No. I feed on a more exquisite source of sustenance. I feed on cum. That's right. I'm a cum-drinking vampire, and I happened to hear a rumour from the local whores at the town brothel that you, my dear pet, have the most delicious, most exquisite cum in all the land. And that you are known for coming huge, tasty loads of rich, delicious seed. I believe a meal like that could sustain my hunger for days, maybe even weeks. And I wish to test that theory by giving you the greatest blowjob of your life. Oh, but it wouldn't be any fun if I just took your seed against your will. No, no. A man's seed tastes its sweetest when given freely, consensually, and with no regrets. There. I've released you from my thrall. You are free to move once again. Now, you have a choice. You can either run screaming from this bedroom like some ignorant peasant, or you can sit back, relax, and enjoy the greatest, most mind-bending orgasmic pleasure that has ever been experienced by man. I have the power to draw upon dark forces that will surround your cock in infinite pleasure. When I am done, no woman will ever be able to satisfy you. So what will it be, my young man? Earth-shattering orgasmic bliss? Or a lifetime of wondering what might have been? Good choice. Now, let's see if the rumors about you are true. I swear, if those wenches at the brothel were lying, I will... Oh, by the Dark Lord himself. Look at the size of this cock. Those whores weren't lying. You truly have the dick of a stallion. I cannot believe you wasted your time paying for whores, when you could have a harem of women at your beck and call. Loose women would come from miles just to pay tribute to this dick. Those whores should have been the ones paying you. Oh, I see. Your manhood was both a blessing and a curse, wasn't it? You are so large, only the whores of the local brothel were able to take you. All the townswomen were just too small. Ignorant fools. Don't they realize what a gift they've been given? No matter. Their loss is my gain. Do you like that? Is the cum in your balls building? Your balls look so big, they're practically swollen with delicious seed. They are hot to the touch. I bet your cum is boiling. I can't wait to feel your boiling hot jizz flowing down my throat. That's right. Isn't my mouth absolutely irresistible? Don't you just want to come deep down my throat? Do it. Lose yourself in my vampiric pleasure. Feel the joy of my tongue wrapped around the head of your cock. Release your seed and nourish your vampire mistress. Incredible. I'm surprised you haven't managed to impregnate those holes with loads this large. That was truly delicious. Nectar of the gods. In fact, it was so delicious, I think I'll take some more for later. Good thing I brought this bottle with me. You still have some more in you, right? What am I saying? Of course you do. That's right. Fill the bottle for me, my little cum factory. With a bottle full of your seed, I'll have enough precious cum to last me an entire month. Do it. Do it. Do it. Come for me. Come for me. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. You came even harder the second time. The bottle is practically overflowing with your thick seed. Delicious. Well, I guess it's time for me to take my leave. Farewell, human. What's that? You don't want me to go? Well, I certainly can't stay here. You say that blowjob was the greatest thing you've ever experienced. Well, I wasn't joking before. From this day forward, no other woman will be able to satisfy you. Now, tell you what. Because you came so much, and because your cum was so exquisite, I'm going to give you a choice. I could leave you here, to a life of paying whores for sex, knowing you will never feel a fraction of the kind of pleasure I gave you with just my mouth. Or I could drink your blood and turn you into a vampire like myself. You would live on forever, and I could suck your cock and feed off your cum for all eternity. But beware, once you choose to become a vampire, there is no going back. Very well. Prepare yourself. Your life will never be the same. It is done. How do you feel? That's good. Now come along, my pet. The night is still young, and we have much to look forward to. From now on, you will exist as my source of sustenance, and in return, I will reward you by draining your balls of every drop of precious life-sustaining seed. Welcome to your new life as a vampire, my pet.